You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
Good evening, and thanks for tuning in for some Maryville High School boys basketball this evening as the Spoofhounds get their season underway tonight in the Savannah Invitational Tournament, a meeting with Platte County here in the first round. Alongside David Dirks, I'm Matt Tritton, Lawrence Link, and Sam Reeves running things for us back in the Maryville studios as we are getting set for the Spoofhounds to open up the season. One night ago, it was the Maryville girls taking on Chillicothe in the opening round of the Savannah Invitational. That went the way of Chillicothe. Tonight is the chance for the boys to take on a very good team in Platte County. A season ago, Maryville able to go 15-12 overall. They were 6-5 in neutral court games. On the other side, Platte County comes in, coming off a very good season for the Pirates, went 22-5 and reached a district championship basketball game. David coming in, the excitement for this one, just the fact that basketball season coming back around, so many good athletes back for Maryville, and it feels like this is a team that could be awfully dangerous throughout the Midland Empire Conference schedule this season.
Yeah, it does, Matt. A lot of these guys are close, and a lot of these guys are seniors, juniors and seniors, and they've played together for a couple years now, and just actually had a heartbreaking loss in football. A lot of these guys play in the same sport, and man, the energy's already up here as both teams warm up. Maryville in their gray warm-up unis and Platte County in their orange warm-up unis, and yeah, you can tell that both teams are ready to play.
You know, you mentioned that football and a tough loss 1 week ago for Maryville, I should say. It's probably been about a week and a half now as their high school football season came to an end, and a lot of these guys that did play football coming out now for basketball. It's a highly competitive team. They're very athletic. They're multi-sport talents, not only in the fall and the winter. They'll be playing spring sports as well. Not as many opportunities to practice and be sharp maybe basketball-wise, but it's such a competitive group, as you mentioned. I feel like they're going to come out and be ready to go for this Pirate squad.
Yeah, I agree. And last year they had one senior, Spencer Wilnard, who graduated. So really, this basketball team didn't lose a lot. And I'm excited to watch them play because, I mean, as we all know in sports, like that chemistry grows between your teammates, between your friends. That can really help you in the game. In this case, in the game of basketball. So yeah, I'm excited to see them play on the court.
For Maryville coming into this one, the leading scorer back on the floor, it's Caden Steckline. He's a 6-foot senior guard. A lot of good guards on this basketball team for Maryville, but Caden coming off a year where he averaged 14.5 points per game. You feel like it probably starts with him, but there's some good size and length throughout this Maryville lineup.
Yeah, there is. And specifically, pulling this up, Keaton Stone, also one of the starters for tonight, a 6'6 forward, a senior as well. Really contributed last year in the paint and for this team. So I'm really excited to see Keaton specifically, just see how he can develop and how he can improve his game and improve the team overall.
Maryville getting set to take on Platte County, opening up the Savannah Invitational Tournament this evening. Also the first game of the season for the Maryville Spoofhounds, trying to start things right against a very good Platte County team. Tonight's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on Spoofhound Pregame here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support also comes from Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan. And Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we're on the road with the Spoofhounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
Back in Savannah for a tournament matchup to open things up here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Maryville taking on Platte County alongside David Dirks. I'm Matt Tritton. Top of your starting lineups here for Maryville and Platte County as we are set to get this one underway, the season opener for both the Spoofhounds and the Pirates. For Maryville, starting at guard, a 6-foot senior Caden Steckline, a 6-foot junior Derek Quinlan, a 5-foot 10-inch senior guard in Drew Burns, Keaton Stone, a 6-foot 6-inch senior forward, and rounding out the starting five for Maryville, it is Peyton McCollum, a 6-foot 1-inch sophomore guard. The Spoofhounds are led by head coach Matt Steckline. He is assisted by Del Morley and John Ammons. On the other side for Platte County, as we are set to get this one underway, starting for the Pirates, Judah Veneri, he's a 6-foot 4-inch junior guard. Parker Amos, a 6-foot 2-inch senior guard. Boston Whaler is a 6-foot senior guard. Shandavian Bradley is a 6-foot 5-inch senior forward. And Trevor Redding is a 6-foot 2-inch senior forward for these Platte County Pirates. They are led by head coach Rick Hodge. He is assisted by Ron Peterson and Brad Wilson. For Maryville, once again, a season ago, this was a team that went 15-12 overall. They made it to the semifinal round of the Class 4 District 16 tournament before falling to Lafayette 54-33 in the semis. On the other side for Platte County, a team that went 22-5 last season, made it to the Class 5 District 16 tournament championship before they were dropped by William Chrisman 78-49. That's a Platte County team that has back-to-back 20-plus win seasons, so returning quite a bit of talent as they are getting set to go against Maryville this evening. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your opening tip here from Savannah.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. They're located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MaryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, staffed with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, you can visit fmnottoway.com. And Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, visit lacledechain.com. Support also comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business. This broadcast is also underwritten by the Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can call 660 562-2525 or visit mymlc.com/Maryville.
From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we're on the road with the Spoof Hounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
We are just about set to get things underway in the first round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament. The girls' side of things got underway yesterday. Maryville lost to Chillicothe 68-35. They're advancing on in pool play. They'll be playing tomorrow at 7 o'clock against the host school, Savannah. As for the boys' side of the bracket, Maryville taking on Platte County here today. This is the opener for the opening round. Maryville and Platte County tipping it off here at 4 o'clock, followed up by Kearney and Savannah. After this one, Maryville will face either Kearney or Savannah on Thursday, a 5:30 tip-off if the Spoof Hounds win, a 4 o'clock tip-off on Thursday if they drop tonight's basketball game. Alongside David Dirks, I'm Matt Tritton. Support for today's Spoof Hound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Just about set for the opening tip. David, what are your expectations? The season opener, there's going to be some rust, but overall, what do you want to see from the Spoof Hounds?
I think the big thing is, right, they know each other. They've played with each other. I think the big thing is clean basketball, right? You might be rusty on some of these shots, but just limiting turnovers, limiting kind of errant decisions or errant plays, and just trying to play clean basketball, running that offense you've been practicing, and just keeping it simple and not doing anything too crazy.
And you mentioned a lot of these guys coming off a football season that just recently ended, but once again, under Coach Steckline, they know his system, they know the expectations, so now it's a matter of going out and performing. For the opening tip for Maryville, Keaton Stone at center court. He's going up against Shandavian Bradley for the opening tip. It's won by Maryville as Derek Quinn has it just across the timeline. Starts to drive on the left side of the hoop. Goes up top for Drew Burns. They work it around right side. Peyton McComb, a couple dribbles inside the perimeter, down toward the right block, and he is called for a travel as he drug that pivot foot. So a quick turnover will send the ball to Platte County in the first possession of the game for the Pirates. Wearing their home white uniforms, white jerseys, white shorts. Platte across the chest, and County going under the numbers on the front of that uniform. Has a three-pointer on the way here from Vigneri. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Caden Steckline. Steckline up the right sideline for Maryville. Spoof Hounds left to right in this opening quarter of play from Savannah. And a quick foul coming up on Vigneri. As Steckline starting to drive, the hand check on Vigneri. Now Caden will be inbounding on the baseline. Steckline floats it into Stone. Stone goes left elbow now to Burns. Back right wing for Steckline. And an offensive foul coming up on Maryville. Moving screen called on Stone. And 7:19 to play in the opening quarter. Still scoreless. Opening game of the season for both Maryville and Platte County. As it's Whaler bringing the ball up the floor, being checked by Drew Burns. Nice defense by Burns. Maryville man-to-man defense ball tipped. Burns dives on the floor after it gets it, skips the ball ahead to McCollum. McCollum to Quinlan, picks up his dribble left wing inside the Stone. One power dribble, spins to his right, takes some contact, gets the shot, but they call the foul on the floor. So Maryville will be inbounding, but you like to see the way they're hustling, getting after it early.
Yeah, exactly. We saw kind of first couple possessions, a couple turnovers, offensive foul there and there. He was able just to get to the bucket and get that shot.
Inbound comes into Stone, hands it off for Steckline. Dribbling at the free throw line, now backs out between the circles. Starts to drive once again to the left elbow, high off the glass, and Steckline able to finish. Averaged 14 points per game a season ago. Puts Maryville on the board up 2-0.
Yeah, that's a good shot getting to the basket there. It's what you need.
It is Bradley, throws it right side for Whaler of Platte County. Back up top, it is Bradley, wants a jumper, top of the key, it's good. And the 6-foot senior guard for Platte County puts him on top.
Yeah, he saw the open shot and he took it. You can't hesitate in those shots, you just got to shoot that.
They call him with it, goes right wing for Steckline, starts to drive, gets into the paint, the jump stop, and he is called for the travel. The jump stop, trying to kick that one out left side to Burns, but they get him for the turnover, and it goes back to the Pirates.
It does seem early, though, Matt. They're playing fast. They seem comfortable, and they just got to get worked in and prevent those turnovers early.
Amos with it, gives it to Bradley, top of the key. Now right side for Boston Whaler. Whaler back left wing for Vigneri. Up top for Bradley, a 3-2 Platte County lead on the drive. It is Bradley, and he's able to get that one off the glass. It's good.
Bradley so far with all the points for Platte County.
And it's a 5-2 Pirate lead. Quick three right corner coming in from Peyton McCollum. He knocks it down. McCollum, just a sophomore guard, obviously comes in with the basketball pedigree. Father head coach Ben McCollum of Northwest Missouri State, as Shandavian Bradley looking for a player on the left wing, throws that one into the Maryville bench, a turnover on the Pirates.
Yeah, so far both teams playing very fast and really getting some good looks and hitting some good shots early.
5:35 to play in the opening quarter, a one-point Platte County lead. Quinlan Luthit, left wing, off a screen from Steckline. Steps back, thought about a three-pointer, fires to a cutting Burns into the paint. Back out right side, Keaton Stone. Stone holds the ball high above his head, goes baseline, cut off there by Bradley, trying to rope some pass around to Steckline. It's tipped, picked up by McCollum. His shot blocked on the way up, and McCollum fouled. He will go to the free throw line for a pair.
Yeah, that's a good take there by McCollum. Saw the open lane, saw the open basket, and took that shot there. Got the foul.
So Peyton McCollum to the free throw line, a chance to put Maryville in front. First free throw is good. One more on the way for McCollum, and he sinks both. He has 5 of the 7 Maryville points. It's a 7-5 Spoofhound lead over the Pirates with 5:12 left to play in the first quarter. Wather with it, goes high right side for Bradley, trying to drive in, splitting a pair of defenders, and they call the offensive foul on Bradley. Kind of wrapped his arm around one of the Spoofhound defenders, hooked him and pushed him by, and they get him for the offensive foul.
Yeah, man, that feels like a play that happens quite a bit, and you try to get away with it when you can, you know. This time he wasn't.
You know, that's one you could probably call a carry quite often. They never call that, too.
It's
all up to the discretion of the official there.
Exactly.
5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. A 7-5 Maryville lead. Spoofhounds with the basketball. Dribbling left wing with it is McCollum. Between the circles, Burns. Now high right side it goes for Quinlan. Man-to-man defense here out of Platte County. High left side now McCollum. Gives a head fake. Starts to drive into the paint. Goes up. His shot is blocked away by Trevor Redding. Quickly up the floor it is Bradley. Fakes the dish. Goes up with the right hand on the left side. Misses the shot, but a blocking foul coming up on Drew Burns.
Yeah, and Bradley here early kind of seems like the one initiating a lot of force, initiating a lot of the movement in this offense. And here he's going to the free throw line with another shot.
So Bradley steps to the line, has all 5 of the Platte County points to this point in the game. Bends the knees, free throw on the way, too strong off the back of the rim. One more here for Bradley. Second free throw. That one rattles around and falls home. 6 points now for Shandavian Bradley. And still a 7-6 Maryville lead as Steckline into the right corner for Quinlan. Gets to the free throw line. Now gives it off to McCollum. Goes through the paint. Looking for Burns in the corner. And that one taken away by Boston Whalert. And a foul coming up here on Maryville. They'll get this one on Quinlan with a hold.
Yeah, McCollum last year had a little bit of play, wasn't a starter, but was able to see the court for some action. It seems like this year he's grown a little bit and gotten better at the skill, and it looks like he's become a starter this year early. So I'm curious to see how he can develop.
Playing well early, and this is a Maryville program. All athletics do a great job of getting the weight room and really hitting it hard, making sure they're ready to go for whatever sport they're out there playing. In the corner with it is Whalert trying to go baseline, cut off by Burns. They're going to get a personal foul coming up on Burns.
And that's Burns' second here early.
So he'll check out. We will see Delton Davis into the game, a 6'1" junior guard for the Hounds. 14 fouls apiece here in this opening quarter as the pass lobbed into Bradley. They'll give it off to Redding. Redding starts to drive back to Bradley, trying to get some room. Stone able to cut him off. Little jab step just inside the perimeter. Jumper on the way, no good. The ball knocked to bounds off of Maryville. Nearly a rebound for Redding, but it was Delton Davis crashing in, knocking that one out.
And Bradley kind of seems like the distributor and the contributor for this Platte County team, taking a lot of shots, being in the offense a lot.
Quick pass comes into Bradley, left block, and he able to lay that in over the top of McCollum. It is 8-7, Platte County in front of Maryville. All the points coming from Shandavian Bradley. Left wing, Steckline gives a jab step now into the corner for Quinlan. Baseball pass, skip pass right side, goes to Davis, now to Steckline. He'll take a three-pointer off the back of the rim. And guess who? It's Bradley with the rebound, pushing the ball up the floor for Platte County. Cut off by Quinlan. Now Stone picks him up defensively. Leaning in, going up with the right hand on the left side of the bucket. He gets that one to fall. And Bradley goes into double figures. Steckline quickly ahead to Quinlan. It's a 10-7 lead, Platte County over Maryville. Stone takes one dribble, looking for some help. Gives it off to McCollum, top of the key. Backs up just a bit, now finds a cutting Stone. The ball taken away, though, by Bradley. Quick move by the senior to jump in the passing lane. He's pushing the other way. Lobs this one underneath. And a quick layup here coming up for Vigneri. And a timeout is needed by head coach Matt Steckline of Maryville. Trailing in this one, 12-7, 3:04 left to play in the first quarter. We will take a timeout and be back with more right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Maryville basketball coming out of the timeout. Vigneri with the quick layup on the other end to make this a 12-7 lead. But, David, just the first points, not from Shandavian Bradley of Platte County.
Yeah, he's playing very well early. Has a three and has a two-pointers as well with that. And, yes, he's definitely the offense, it seems, for this team so far.
Spoofhounds with it. Trying to make this a one-possession game. Lob pass goes inside to Stone. Off the glass, he gets the bucket and the foul. Foul underneath on Jaden Peterson, who just checked in.
Yeah, that's a good shot there by Stone. Get in the paint, square up, and put a tough shot up.
Stone a season ago, 8.5 points per game, 6 rebounds per contest. He'll step to the free throw line as Kai Oates checking in now for Platte County. Lucas Viertaler also into the game for Maryville. Free throw here from Stone. Off the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Oates. And bringing the ball to the floor is Jaden Peterson. Fires this one ahead to Parker Amos. Nice swing it around left side. It goes to Peterson. Back up top. Three on the way. No good there from Vigneri. Maryville rebound. Spoofhounds down by three. Ahead to Davis. One dribble. Now gives it off to Quinlan. Spots up. Three-pointer on the way. Too strong from Derek. And the rebound comes down to Kai Oates. Oates ahead to Connor Currents. Currents dribbling through traffic out between the circles. Now to Vigneri. Vigneri guarded tightly by Derek Quinlan. Out beyond the left wing. Now they go back up top. Currents. And left side to Peterson. And they swing it back around to the right side for Currents. Picks up his dribble. Gives a pump fake. Now looking for Vigneri. The ball swatted away by Quinlan. Picked up by Stone. And he is fouled as he crosses midcourt. And they'll get this foul coming up on Judah Vigneri, the junior for Platte County.
And Matt, that's his second here early on in the game there. Both teams are kind of playing aggressive right now. Cut a couple handful of fouls for both teams, but that's what you want to see, right? First game, they're flying around, they're laying out for that ball, and that's what you want to see ultimately in the team.
16 fouls so far on Platte County, 4 on Maryville. As both teams not really shying away from the contact, the aggressive play, getting after it here early on. 1:55 to play in the opening quarter. It's a 3-point Platte County lead. McCollum on the drive into the paint. Kick out Steckline. He wants to tie it up. That one around the rim, no good. Amos comes down with the rebound for Platte County. He'll bring it up the floor and gives it off to Currents. One dribble to his right. Now into the left corner it goes for Amos. Trying to back in on Steckline, and the reaching foul called up on Caden Steckline.
And it seems like so far here now with Jadavian Bradley out for Platte County, it's kind of something that Maryville wants to take advantage of, because it seems like he's kind of been the brunt of this offense for Platte County. So if you're Maryville, you definitely want to try to take advantage of that.
It'll be interesting to see, too, where does Platte County go for that offense now with Bradley out, as the inbound pass comes into Oates on the baseline. Now up to Currents. Currents gets it around to Vigneri and back to Currents on the right wing. Up top now for Peterson. Takes one dribble to his left. Now goes back right and gives it off to Vigneri. 1:22 left to play in the quarter. Long possession here for Platte County as Viertaler checking Vigneri out beyond the perimeter. They give it to Currents. Now they swing it back around to Peterson. Now it's Vigneri driving on the baseline. Leans in, a pass into the paint, tipped away by Davis. Picked up, though, by Amos. Amos back out to Peterson. He'll take the three. High arcing shot, no good. And the possession finally comes to a close as McCollum with the rebound. And Quinlan firing quickly ahead to Viertaler in the right corner. Off to McCollum. And back to Viertaler. They work it around up top for Steckline. Caden gives off to Viertaler. He wants that three-pointer. Lucas knocks it down. Lucas Viertaler coming in off the bench, and the 6-foot sophomore knocks down the three. We are tied up at 12 apiece, 38 seconds left to play in the quarter. Oates with it, fires right side for Currents. Takes one dribble, picks it up. Now fires right side for Amos. Amos back up top, Peterson. And on the right side it goes Vigneri. He wants a deep three-pointer over the top of Davis. No good. And a foul coming up on Platte County as Oates with the push in the back of Quinlan going for that rebound.
Yeah, both teams early kind of settling for that three-point shot. And you have to wonder if that might be their strength. So far, though, kind of both struggling to find that bottom of the net. But first game, Matt, teams are always rusty.
Platte County's had some long possessions. Maryville doing a nice job on the defensive end, too, of sticking with it, not really allowing anything easy to come so far. As a 1-1 after the foul, Quinlan's free throw hits the back of the rim, goes high, and then falls through the hoop. And Derek in the scorebook with that free throw puts Maryville on top 13-12. One more on the way, and it is good. 14-12, Maryville in front, 20 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Currents comes across midcourt, goes to Peterson, high right side, guarded by Steckline. One dribble, now back left side, it goes to Currents. Currents off to Amos, trying to drive on McCollum. He is shut down, now off to Vigneri into the paint. Fadeaway jumper is good. Vigneri ties it up. Half-court heave as the buzzer sounds. No good from Caden Steckline at the end of one. 14-14 is our score. Maryville taking on Platte County in the season opener from the Savannah Invitational. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses, including dehydrating foods, cooking with fresh herbs, and much more. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Just getting the second quarter underway, Platte County with the basketball. First round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Maryville and Platte County tied up at 14 apiece. Jaden Peterson, nice move, drive to the bucket on the left side, able to get that one to go. First points of the day for the sophomore, and Platte County back in front 16-14. Good back-and-forth ball game so far. Maryville up 14-12 into the first quarter, but a bucket just before the end of the break tied this one up. Now at 16-14 in favor of Platte County. Three-pointer from Davis, no good. The rebound comes down to Bradley. Shane Davian Bradley speeds up the right sideline, then slows things up. Guarded by Stone, trying to cross him over. The runner in the lane, off the back of the rim, and it falls through. Nice touch that time by Bradley. He has 12.
Yeah, we see the immediate impact of him get back on the floor.
It is 18-14 now in favor of Platte County. McCollum with it, trying to work on Redding. Gives off to Quinlan in the right corner. Quinlan knocks down the three-pointer over the top of Boston Whaler. Derek's first points came on a couple free throws late in that first corner. He brings Maryville back within one, 18-17. Bradley on the drive, kick, Currents, three-pointer, too strong, and the rebound tracked down by McCollum. McCollum looking up the floor, slows things up. That was a little jab step there on Redding, steps back, wants a three-pointer off the back of the rim. That one too strong from McCollum. Bradley with the rebound, pushing against Maryville. He is slowed up by Burns, now gives it off to Currents. Current skip pass left side goes to Redding. Redding on the drive into the paint. Ball tipped away by Davis. Nice defense also by Stone, staying in front, and Maryville with the steal. Chance to take the lead. Down by one. Quinlan left corner wants another three-pointer. He's got it. Nothing but net for Quinlan. 20-18, Maryville in front. As play blown dead for just a second as the net got caught up in the rim.
Yeah.
Steckline back on the floor for Davis.
Yeah. Derek Quinlan now 2-for-3 on threes, and those two coming just back-to-back there. So he's kind of found his niche, it seems like.
couple free throws, and now he is rolling from deep. 20-18, Maryville back in front. Currents has it, high right side. Takes one dribble, now goes to Peterson, top of the key. Now back off to Redding. Redding to Bradley, left open. He wants a three-pointer. That one's good. A good screen by Peterson. Gave him just enough time for Bradley to get that one away before Stone could close out.
And that's 15 points for Bradley, and that's his second three of the game.
21-20, Maryville still in front. Check that, down by one now after a three-pointer there from Quinlan. No good. Gets his own board. Kick out to Steckland. He wants a three-pointer. It is tipped and blocked by Wehlert. Now Platte County trying to push the ball up the floor, tipped out of bounds. Boy, you look at it. 21-20, Platte County in front. But again, 15 of the 21 coming from Shandavian Bradley.
Yeah, he's having himself a game so far, and he's not rusty at all in this first game. He's really feeling it, and he seems very confident in this offense.
On the drive here for Platte County, it is Vigneri able to get to the rim and lays it in. His third bucket of the afternoon, 23-20, Platte County in front. High left side, McCollum thought about a deep three, gives a jab step, now fires underneath, looking for Stone, is taken away by Bradley. Shandavian Bradley rushing up the floor, spins into the paint, goes up high off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes right back up, and he is fouled by Stone. And a chance for Bradley at the free throw line.
Yeah, what a nice steal, and then at the end of the court, gets some good shots there in the paint by Bradley. And again, he'll have a chance at the free throw line to kind of add to his total on the day.
He's long and quick and working on the defensive end, not just a good shooter. First free throw from Bradley rolls home. Now 2 for 3 from the line tonight. Davis back into the game. Keaton Stone checks out with a pair of fouls. On the floor for the Spoofhounds, it is Quinlan, Davis, Burns, Viertaler, and Steckline. Second free throw now for Bradley is good. Maryville trailing Platte County. Steckline handling it for the Spoofhounds. High left side, Quinlan trying to create a little bit of space. Being guarded tightly by Vigneri. Into the right corner, Burns thought about a three. He will drive past Peterson and spinning, trying to kick it out to Quinlan. Took one too many steps, called for the travel. 4:48 to play in the first half, 25-20. Maryville trailing Platte County. With David Dirks, I'm Matt Tritton. The first round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament, also the season opener for both Maryville and Platte County. In the left corner with it is Redding. Skip pass goes back right side into the hands of Wehlert. Jump stop into the paint, goes up off the glass. It's good. Maryville quickly ahead. Viertaler trying to go baseline, cut off by Redding. Back up to Quinlan. Into the paint it goes Steckline. Hangs in the air for a jumper, no good. Peterson pulls down the rebound. Platte County, all the momentum in this one so far, up 27-20. It was 14-14 at the end of the first quarter. Turnaround jumper on the way from Redding is good. That's a tough shot.
Yeah, what a shot. Squared him up, spun back, kind of fading back, and nothing but net. Didn't hit the rim. I guess hit the rim a little bit, but no backboard help, and a really beautiful shot there.
Coach Steckline wants a quick timeout here for Maryville. 29-20 is our score in favor of Platte County. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
Support for today's game comes from Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more info, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
4:06 to play in the first half. It's a 29-20 lead in favor of Platte County. So far in this second quarter, Platte County outscoring Maryville 15-6 as Steckline with it on the drive, gets on the baseline, goes up, shot blocked away, gets it back, goes up with the right hand underneath the hoop. No good, but he is fouled. And a pair of free throws on the way for Steckline.
Yeah, and Steckline making his presence known early. Very physical player, likes to get in your space and draw that contact. Because, hey, you got to get extra points any way you can, and he's doing that early.
First free throw here from Steckline off the mark. An 11-0 run right now for Platte County has them in front 29-20. A couple Derek Quinlan three-pointers early in this second quarter.
And that'll stop the skid there as Stecklein hits the second free throw. 29-21 as Quinlan pokes the ball away from Currents, called for a reach. And this will bring up a one-and-one opportunity now for Connor Currents. The first personal foul there on Derek Quinlan. Currents, a 6-foot junior guard here for Platte County. First free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Viertaler there for the rebound. And Stecklein ahead for Maryville, still trailing by 8 in this second quarter. On the drive, finds a cutting Viertaler on the baseline. The reverse layup, no good. High off the glass, that one wouldn't fall. Currents comes down with the rebound, pushing ahead for Platte County. Gets it out to Whaler, three-pointer right side, no good. Nice box out that time by Viertaler. Davis pulls in the rebound, ahead to Quinlan. Quinlan into the paint, spins back to his right, goes up with the right hand, no good. And the rebound comes down to Whaler. Whaler, baseball pass ahead to Shane Davy and Bradley. And Bradley walked with it. Caught that pass and hesitated just for a second before he put the ball on the floor.
Yeah, he did. And here lately, Maryville kind of seems rushed, don't they? They seem a little flustered. They know they're down 8. And, yeah, it's important here that they just kind of slow it down. They run their offense. They play their style of basketball and try to get some points here.
Try to get that good shot. McCollum with it. Goes right wing for Quinlan. 29-21 is the lead for Platte County. Skip pass goes left side for McCollum. You called it on the offense. The set play that time opens up the shot for McCollum. He drains the three.
And McCollum now 2 for 3 on that from that three-point shot. Looks like he's got a good outside shot here early.
Spoofhounds down by 5 on the drive. Bradley goes up. Layup no good. He goes on the left side, but he goes up with his right hand. Kind of makes it a little tougher on himself. Got that one too deep, and it goes off the rim no good. On the other side, Stecklein under the hoop going up for a tough layup. He's pushed from behind. This one might be on Bradley. It is, and this will get Caden to the free throw line. Just a first personal foul on Shane Davy and Bradley of Platte County. And Stecklein able to sink the first. He was 1 of 2 his last trip to the line. 29-25, Maryville down 4. 2:38 to play in the first half. And the second is good. So Maryville's reeled off a couple good possessions here. 6 straight points for the Hounds. Has the ball poked free. McCollum diving on the floor after it. And they are going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow to Maryville. That one knocked away from Whaler. Good hustle there by McCollum getting after it.
Yeah, and that's a big thing I saw last year. When he was on the court, he was very scrappy. He had a lot of effort and worked very hard, and I think that's kind of earned him that spot here.
McCollum with the top of the key, starts to drive right, now passes back left side. Quinlan into the corner. Viertaler wants that three-pointer off the rim. Just a little too strong. Currents pulls in the rebound. 29-26, Platte County in front. And a travel. They get that one ahead to Whaler. Took an extra step before he got that one into the corner for Bradley.
Yeah, Maryville's cut this deficit to 3 now. It's important here on this possession. You can try to get down by 1 or even tie it as we near to the half.
Inside 2 minutes to go here in this second quarter. McCollum dribbling around the arc with the left hand into the corner for Davis. Davis driving on Peterson, spins to his left, goes in. Tough shot. It rattles home. Some athleticism there by Delton Davis, and a timeout on the floor for Platte County and head coach Rick Hodge. 1:49 left to play in the half. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and motorcycle repair. Information at facebook.com/pitsbodyshop.
It's kind of been a first half of runs, 29-28. Maryville on an 8-0 run right now, down by 1-2 Platte County in the first game of the season here at the Savannah Invitational Tournament. With David Dirks, I'm Matt Tritton. Thanks for tuning in for our high school broadcast tonight. As a reach foul coming up on Derek Quinlan, as Currents at the timeline kind of backing his way across. Quinlan called for the reach. That'll be his second and a pair of, or one and one opportunity now coming up for Connor Currents.
Yeah, Quinlan very kind of a pushy player, right? He's physical. He likes to get in there. And so early he's got two, and, you know, you might have to back off a little bit.
Shot no good. Bradley with the offensive rebound. Can't get the putback. McCollum able to pull in the rebound. And Maryville pushing ahead. Davis into the right corner. Quinlan transition. Three-pointer off the rim. No good. Ball tipped high in the air, and the rebound pulled in by Whaler. Whaler ahead to Currents. Finds a cutting. Peterson goes up. Left-hand layup is good.
Man, this Platte County team moves fast. Right off a miss, they can transition quickly down the court, and so far that's paying off very well for them.
That ends an 8-0 Maryville run as a pass for Quinlan tipped and taken away by Whaler. Whaler ahead goes up. His left-hand layup no good, but Shandavian Bradley there for the putback. He can't finish, and the rebound comes down to Peyton McCollum. McCollum quickly ahead to Steckline. Off Steckline's right hand, picked up by Currents. Quick turnover on Maryville. Currents throws up the alley-oop there for Bradley. Bradley couldn't handle it initially, but then able to lay it in on the right side.
Bradley now with 19 points here in this first half, having a dominant half for Platte County so far.
Delton Davis goes up between the circles for McCollum. Spoofhounds down by 5, 33-28. Quinlan gives a head fake, drives in, dishes a pass off to Viertuller. Right wing three-pointer from Lucas Viertuller is good.
Yeah, beautiful ball movement there. Transition right to Viertuller, hits that open shot for Maryville.
33-31, Maryville down 2, 25 seconds to play in the first half. Amos with it, high right side, guarded by Viertuller, gets to the free throw line. Viertuller knocks it loose. Amos able to track it down. They give it off to Whaler. Three-pointer left corner is good.
Yeah, if you're McCollum there, you took a chance laying out, trying to get that ball. And that left his guy open who's able to hit that three for Platte County.
And nice find there for the Pirates. Whaler open in the corner. Down to 12 seconds left to play in the half. Maryville going to play for one shot, trailing 36-31. As Steckline walks across the timeline. Picked up by Whaler. Off a screen from Quinlan. Step back. Wants a three-pointer right side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled in by Bradley. In the first half, coming to a close. 36-31, Platte County in front. As we are getting the season underway here at the Savannah Invitational Tournament, we'll take a break and begin our halftime right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Fort, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Back in Savannah, we have reached halftime where Maryville is trailing 36-31. Heck of a first half, though, David, when we look at it, the first game of the season, chance to shake off some rust, but both of these teams, Maryville and Platte County, coming out very aggressive and really not holding back in the opening two quarters.
No, they're not. It's been really quick basketball, whether it be a made basket or a miss. Both teams are getting down the floor quick, and the big thing, right, for Platte County, I think the elephant in the room is Chandavian Bradley, who has 19 points, and three of those points only coming through free throws. So, man, he's just really getting in the paint. Around the perimeter, he's kind of getting the ball wherever he needs it, and he's kind of hitting those shots that he needs to hit.
It's a five-point deficit for Maryville at halftime. The Spoofhounds, if they get a win here tonight, they will face Kearney or Savannah on Thursday at 5:30. With a loss, they are back here at 4 o'clock on Thursday. Again, the loser of Kearney and Savannah, so we'll see how the bracket plays out as we go along throughout the week. Maryville and Platte County, 36-31 in favor of the Pirates. We'll take a break and be back with your point totals right after this.
Support for KXCB KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MarryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for this broadcast comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
And we're back here at Savannah High School at halftime here. David Dirks and Matt Tritton on the call. It's been quite the half for both teams, really, for Platt County. Starter Chandavian Bradley with 19 points so far, a couple three-pointers, the rest coming in the paint, and then he has three free throws to tally with that. He is the leading scorer for Platt County. Boston Wheeler with 5 points and a three-pointer coming with that. Parker Amos, no points so far. Juhan Vigneri has 6 points, all coming through two-pointers. And then finally, Trevor Redding has a two-pointer for Platt County. Fort Maryville, Caden Steckline has a two-pointer and then is 3 of 4 on the free throws for that first half, total coming to 5 points. Derek Quinlan has himself 8 points, all coming in two-pointers besides two free throws that he hit. Andrew Burns coming with no points out of the half. A couple rebounds, though, for him. Keaton Stone has himself 3 points, and one of those coming on a two-pointer, and then one of two from the free throw line. And then finally, for Maryville's starters, Peyton McCollum hit a pair of three-pointers, bringing his total to 8 if you add those two free throws that he hit. So it's been a high-scoring first half right now, 36-31. Platt County has that lead, kind of as Matt mentioned earlier, a game of runs, right? Platt County gets out big, big 8 at their biggest lead, and Maryville was able to close that gap, and then Platt County kind of ends with a lead of their own, and they currently have a 5-point lead over Maryville here in this first half. We'll be back with the start of the second half. Matt and I, David, will be calling the rest of the game here on KXCV.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support is also provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 660-562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds.
Support for the Spoof Hounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Back in Savannah, getting set for the second half of action. Maryville trailing 36-31 here at the break. And support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Spoofhounds opening things up here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament over the next few nights. Then coming up on Thursday, December 8th, they'll be on the road at South Harrison. Then Friday, December 9th, opening things up at home, taking on Jefferson. That is a Friday afternoon, actually. The girls' game tipping off at 1, the boys' game at 2:15. So should be some fun Maryville High School basketball action coming up on Friday at 1 and 2:15 for those games. David, as we look at it, what are your expectations for Maryville? What would you like to see maybe tweaked a little bit here in the third and fourth quarter to not only climb back in it, they're within this game, but at the same time, come over the top and find a way to knock off Platte County?
Yeah, Matt, I see two things, and especially how they ended that half. They had three or four possessions, I believe, back-to-back-to-back where they had turnovers. So one thing, clean up the turnovers, take care of the ball, right? You have those fundamentals that you learn at the beginning of basketball. But two, I think for me, is not necessarily settling for that three, right? If it's open and you're a shooter, absolutely take that shot. But I think it's important they found their success getting into the paint, right? Driving, cutting, getting in that open lane. So I think it's important they limit turnovers and two, not just settling for that easy three early in their offensive possession.
Maryville coming out to get this second half underway. It will be Platte County basketball on the floor for the Spoofhounds. It'll be Steckline, Burns, Quinlan, McCollum, and Stone on the other side for Platte County. It will be Bradley, Amos, Whaler, Redding, and rounding up the starting five, it will be Judah Vigneri. About set for the second half to get underway. We'll hand it off now to David Dirks with your play-by-play of the third quarter.
Yes, as Platte County will start the ball with this half, and they'll be passing in right at midcourt. Here they will be going right in the second half. Maryville will be going left. As Wellhart takes the ball out of bounds, passes right, passes it back to Vigneri, who hits it to the top of the key to Chendavian Bradley. Back to Vigneri. Wellhart with the ball, passes it across the key left to Redding, who dribbles, looking, and passes it back to Vigneri behind him, kind of top left, top of the key. Wellhart back across right, dribbles, takes the shot in the paint, off the back of the rim, gets his rebound, gets it again, but misses all three attempts, and Maryville Steckline comes away with that rebound. Dribbles left, into the paint, kicks it to McCollum left, and the three rolls in and out. Quick basketball here as Vigneri takes it back, drives to the lane, right side there with a spin off Quinlan, and will get the foul here. Coming up, two free throws for Vigneri.
And just great hustle coming off that rebound, too, rushing back down the floor and putting Maryville in a compromised situation, trying to get back on defense that trip.
As Vigneri takes his first free throw attempt. And nothing but net. Matt, that's a perfect shot right there.
It is. 7 points now for Judah Vigneri. We're kind of looking so much at Shandavian Bradley, what he brings to the floor. But a few other guys for Platte County as that second quarter went along now here into the third quarter, getting themselves into the action.
Vigneri with his second free throw attempt. And that is good as well. 2 for 2 for Vigneri so far on the free throws. Steckline takes it out for Maryville, passes it. And Quinlan there trying to get it in to Drew Burns, turns it over, and Platte County comes the other way. And as Vigneri dribbles left to go into the paint, he traveled on that kind of hiccup to get past Steck line. It'll be Maryville basketball here. 38-31, 7:02 left in the third. Maryville basketball dribbling left. We have McCollum taking it from the top of the key, takes the screen right, and pulls up the screen, hits the three-pointer. Good shot. That seems to be Peyton's kind of bread and butter there.
And the first spoof out into double figures there with 11. A big shot for Maryville, trying to get themselves back in, trailing by four.
As Wellhart takes it across the key, passes right to Amos, looking, surveying the defense, dribbles right to the baseline and kicks it across the court to Wellhart, who dribbles in, takes the contested shot, and is no good. McCollum gets that rebound, looking, and he is pushing for Maryville. McCollum surveying top of the key, passes left to Quinlan, who shoots the three, nothing but net. Beautiful shot there by Quinlan to get within one for Maryville.
And the guard play for Maryville has been so good. You knew coming into this season how good it would be, but seeing McCollum and Quinlan step it up to a new level, those two trading off three-pointers as we get this third quarter rolling here.
Yeah, they're getting comfortable as Vigner gets the board. Excuse me there, let me back up. Bradley passed to Vigner on that right side, and he traveled to the baseline and got fouled by Quinlan. Quinlan seems to be a little upset as he gets his third foul on the day.
Kind of walks over toward the bench, looks at Coach Steckline, and puts his hands up saying, I'm all right, don't take me out, leave me in. Still early third quarter, but it is his third personal.
As Vigneri hits his first shot, and I think, Matt, on all three of his free throw attempts so far, he's had nothing but net.
He has. It's a smooth stroke there by the 6'4 junior here for Platte County.
And we must have jinxed him. Announcer's jinx is real as he hits the front of the rim and now 3-for-4 as Maryville pushes quick. McCollum takes it to the top of the key, passes right to Steckline, who shoots the three off the top of the rim, going the other way for Platte County. Redding takes it, passes to Bradley, who dribbles baseline very quickly, left side with that right-handed layup, kind of what you talked about, and hits that, taking a four-point lead there for Platte County as McCollum is already back across, misses that three. Stone gets the board, misses that. Kind of a tussle for the ball there, and they're going to call a foul on Matt, are they going to call that on Delton Davis? Okay, yeah, on Maryville. So it will be Platte County's ball. Kind of a loose ball there. Both guys kind of went after that.
Well, Coach Steckline looking for an explanation, too, there because, yeah, it was Davis and Amos for Platte County, both going for the basketball, and Amos kind of took the brunt of that, getting popped in the face, but one of those incidental things, and they get Maryville for the foul.
As Wellhart takes it to the top of the key, passes right to Redding, who dribbles left back to the top of the key, passes back to Bradley, who passes back right to Amos, who drives baseline, trying to get his shot and get under the rim a little too much, and he missed that as Keaton Stone gets the board, passes the Steckline, who passes all the way to McCollum, and he overshot him just a little bit under the basket from Maryville. That's a turnover, and it'll be going Platte County's way.
Led Peyton just a little too far that time. Tried to save it in bounds. Kind of athletic play to get that one fired back in before running into the pad there on the baseline here at Savannah, but couldn't quite get that one in.
As it's 5:08 and counting in the third, Platte County still holds a 41-37 lead as Amos takes it to the top of the key and passes it to Vigneri. Back to Amos, back to Bradley, who seems to be living in the paint for Platte County, and he'll add himself another 2 points. And Maryville's already back down, back to Keaton. And Keaton had a nice move to get past Bradley, kind of shot faked, got Bradley off his feet, took a step and dunked that, man. A high schooler dunking here. This is some entertaining basketball.
Keaton Stone is 6'6", 4". This young man, heck of a basketball player. Aspirations to play in college, big-time dunk there for him.
As Bradley didn't waste much time there at the top of the key, just shot that deep, deep three and nothing but net again. He's, again, continuing his role from the first half as Maryville takes the ball. Steckline to Drew Burns, who dribbles right, back left, under the baseline, and gets the two-pointer for Maryville. 46-41. Platte County still leads that five-point lead. 4 minutes left in this third quarter. Swillhart has the ball, passes it to Bradley at the top of the key. He's dribbling right, and they're going to call an offensive foul there on Bradley, maybe dipping his shoulder a little bit.
And he can't believe it, does not agree with that one at all.
Yeah, he's definitely not happy as that appears to be his second foul of the night. It'll be Maryville ball here. And they're staying close, Matt, but how are they going to kind of take that lead? How are they going to get past that?
A few more stops and just kind of work through the offense. We're seeing sometimes they get a little bit rushed and the shot's not going down and not getting good looks. But when they do work through that offense, as you mentioned that first half, they've got some open shots and they've hit them.
Yeah, as Quinlan takes it down, passes to McCollum, who dribbles right and filled McCollum's spot. McCollum gets the ball from the top of the key, dribbles just right down, kind of hits a floater, hits the back of the rim, but that rolls in for McCollum. And three-point game now for Maryville as we have 3:30 left in this third period as Bradley has it on the right block and dribbles in left-handed into the paint. Kind of got a little contact there. Looks like he was wanting a foul but missed off the top of the rim as Maryville takes it back down. Quinlan looking, passing to Dushan at the top of the key, who drives and kind of tips it to Delton Davis, who catches that in the air. Two-pointer off the backboard, and Matt, Maryville now has a one-point deficit with 3:18 left in this third. Kind of what you talked about, they got to the office.
The ball movement has been so good. They've been working around, making Platt County work defensively and also seeing on the other end, making Shane Davey and Bradley work on the offensive end. And a couple times, some shots not going down. Last time, there was some contact, wanted a foul. It wasn't called. And it's a little bit of frustration there out of Platt County, too. So Maryville sticking with it and playing hard.
Yeah, you have to wonder. They're kind of being a little more physical with Bradley, not in a reckless sense, but they're kind of squaring up and they're kind of putting their body into him, forcing him to make some more difficult shots. And you have to wonder if they're kind of getting in his head and that's kind of altering his game right now. But even if they are, he still has himself 25 points so far in this night, which is just kind of insane to think about.
Yeah, the way he's played, you know that he can flip a switch and turn it on pretty quick if he's able to get locked in once again, get one or two shots to go. So have to continue to be pretty physical with him. Keaton Stone's done a nice job. Delton Davis is on him right now. So we'll see how that progresses throughout this third quarter.
As Vigneri takes the ball across half court for Platt County, passes right to Peterson, who surveys to Bradley at the top of the key, passes left to Vigneri. Vigneri passes across the court to Bradley, who dribbles right. Really a hard drive to the basket, right-handed layup, a beautiful, beautiful transition there for Platt County as they take a three-point lead. And Maryville already back across as Quinlan fakes the pass to McCollum, shoots the three, misses, but Andrew Burns there quickly for that tip shot. And it's a tie game here with 2:44 left in the third as Peterson passes to Bradley at the top of the key, who passes to Vigneri. Back to Vailhart at the top of the key, surveying, dribbling right, step back, fakes the shot, passes right to Peterson, dribbles left and passes it back to Redding at the top of the key, who's looking. Maryville with some good defense here. Bradley looking right, dribbling right, fakes the pass to Peterson at the right corner, who shoots the high arcing three-pointer in the corner for Platt County, and he hits that.
Big answer there for Platt County to go back in front after Maryville knotted things up last possession. And the answer.
Very quick answer before I could even get going as Peyton McCollum with his fourth three-pointer of the game. And Bradley there, kind of a transition, tried to get a dunk it seems, some contact there, wanted something, but Maryville is going the other way as Quinlan in the left key is drilling back to the top of the key, kind of setting up the offense. Colum with the screen right. Quinley dribbling right to the right side of the basket, who dishes it to Burns. Surveying back to McCollum at the top of the key, dribbling right. McCollum gets the ball, and Bradley kind of jumped, looked like maybe thought McCollum was shooting there, and kind of fell into McCollum, and it'll be a foul on Bradley, which will be his third. So that's kind of something to note here as we've got 1:30 left in the third. Tie game at 51. Chandavian Bradley, kind of Platt County's player tonight, has three fouls already.
And he thought he was coming off the floor. He's actually going to stay out there and take out Trevor Redding instead. But just a nice move by McCollum in the corner. Got the head fake, saw Bradley go up and try to drive by him on the baseline.
Yeah, it is. As McCollum passes it in to Burns, who passes it back to McCollum in the right corner and hits the three. Matt, you have to wonder if that's kind of a drawn-up play there because that seemed pretty bread and butter right there.
Oh, for sure. A big-time three again there from Peyton, who is heating up 19 points.
As Platt County responds, and Jaden Peterson has a quick transition three on the right wing for Platt County. As Maryville has it back, Quinlan passes to McCollum at the top of the key, who passes it to Vendari at the top of the key. Back to Burns, who passes it back to McCollum on the right side. Vendari looking on the right side, dribbling left to the middle of the key, shoots the floater off the backboard and misses. And Platt County, Kay Oates with the rebound as they push. As Vigneri passes across the court to Connor Currens, who misses that three on the right wing. Maryville gets the board, going the other way. Steckline passes right to Delton Davis, who's surveying, waiting for his teammates to cut. Passes it out to Steckline, who fakes the three, dribbles right. Hard contact, kind of a six-foot floater off the backboard. We'll get the foul as well as he hits that two-pointer. And Maryville now has a two-point lead here with 28 seconds left in the third.
Yeah, it's kind of contagious. A couple shots fall there for McComb, and everybody getting involved there. As Stegline, 5 first-half points, getting his first bucket there of the second half. A chance for a three-point play.
And Stegline hits his fourth free throw of the game now, going 4 for 5 so far on his free throws, as 57-54, Maryville holds a lead with 23 seconds left in the third. Peterson has the ball, surveying on the right wing, dribbles, step back three, contested shot, kind of off the backboard and right. Maryville with the board, Stegline pushing with 12 seconds left here in the third. Passes it to Quinlan, who's waiting for this offense to set up. 5 seconds here, 4 seconds, Quinlan off the screen, dribble, passes it to Drew Burns at the buzzer, and Drew Burns hits the three in that left corner as the buzzer goes off. Maryville fans clapping and excited as Maryville now holds a 60-54 lead here going into the fourth quarter. Kind of a good third quarter there by Maryville to not only overcome that deficit, but, Matt, they have themselves a little bit of a lead here.
Yeah, that was a big-time quarter there for Maryville, putting up 29 points in that quarter alone. So able to take the lead and continue pushing against a very good Platte County team.
And Peyton McComb here has 4 3-pointers in this game, and it kind of seems to be his niche as he's found his groove here. And real quick, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back here. Matt Trenton and David Dirks calling on KXCV.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
And we are back here at Savannah High School. Maryville holds a 60-54 lead here going into the fourth. If you have a correction, Delton Davis hit that three for Maryville there at the buzzer, not Andrew Burns. They're both number 2 and 3, and they have the same haircut. So they kind of look alike, don't they?
Same haircut, same body type. You know, it's hard.
Yeah. As Stegline takes the ball out for Maryville, who passes to an open Clinton on the left wing, misses the three right. But Keaton Stone with a tough rebound, puts a shot right.
They're going to call Golton on Bradley.
They're going to call Golton in there. As Keaton Stone got that rebound and dribbled right side with that right-handed layup. And, Bradley came behind him and thought he had a clean block. Smacked the backboard, shaking that a little bit, but they will call goaltending, so that is points for Keaton Stone.
Well, and as you mentioned in that third quarter, Bradley looks like he might be getting a little frustrated out there and kind of showed it after that goaltend.
As he just had a pass right to the top of the key, and he just dribbled, took it in himself, shot fake with a hard layup right to add 2 for Platte County as Quinlan takes the ball back for Maryville. In the top of the key, dribbles kind of set himself in the free throw lane and turned it over. Platte County going the other way, but on that layup by Wellhart, he kind of turned that over, kind of lost possession of the ball, fumbled it, and Maryville now going the other way, going left here as they hold a 62-56 lead here, 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Stegline looking right wing, passes it left to Quinlan, who passes it back right wing to Stegline, who dribbles it across the paint, kicks it to Keaton Stone here in this left wing, who's backing Bradley down. Shot fake, goes left. This time Bradley gets his block, and Platte County's going the other way.
Clean block. Nice job by Bradley going up and knocking that one away from Stone.
As Amos passes it from the top of the key to Whalehart, back to Bradley at the top of the key, who surveys Peterson on that left wing as this offense is rolling and setting up. Whalehart from the top of the key, passes it to Amos, shoots the deep three off the front of the rim. It is no good. Loose ball. Both guys diving for it as Maryville gets that. Quick transition layup from Keaton Stone. Good pass from Andrew Burns as now Maryville has a 64-56 lead with 6:25 here in the fourth. Matt, Maryville's got some momentum. What's happened?
Knocking down some shots, getting comfortable, also playing some good defense on the other side. Shandavian Bradley was such a big part of the offense in the first half there for Platte County, but as he kind of went to the bench or was slowing down, you saw everything kind of evaporate, and the same thing has happened here as the third quarter waned on and the start of this fourth quarter. So this went from trailing to now all of a sudden the Spoof Hounds are up by 8 and all the momentum in this basketball game.
Yeah, and Bradley's kind of seems to be the anchor of this offense, rightfully so. Very, very good basketball player. But obviously, in the locker room there at half, you know, Coach Stegline was like, all right, let's contain him. Let's control him. And if we can, we might have some success. And it seems like they've been able to do that so far as They've been more a little more physical. They seem to have kind of gotten in his head a little bit, and maybe shots aren't falling the way they were in the first half. So, yeah, right now Maryville with an 8-point lead, and what do they need to do to sustain this and come out with a win tonight?
I think stay on Bradley as tight as you can. Make someone else beat you to this point. Vigneri's 3-for-4 from the free throw line this half. Peterson's knocked down a 3-pointer, but there hasn't been a whole lot outside of that. And then on the other side, boy, one shot falls. The momentum continues. That last possession was Quinlan diving on the floor, getting it, firing it ahead to Burns, and just kind of kept going from there. The hustle from Maryville separates them right now.
Yeah. As Platte County passes in, Maryville in a little man press for a full court there. Werhart takes it down right wing, dribbles left-handed across the paint, kicks it to Currents, who dribbles right to Peterson on the right wing, who's looking for some help, dribbles left, surveying, passes it behind him as Bradley kind of came around, is at the top of the key, seems like to be setting up maybe a new offense. Bradley dribbles right to the free throw line, kicks it to Peterson in the right wing, who hits a second three from that spot. Peterson actually just hit a three from right there. That kind of seems to be his spot on the court. And Maryville taking it back across with a 5-point lead here with 5:38 left in this game. And Quinlan with the turnover there. Going the other way, Platte County's Whalehart makes that layup as Quinlan kind of sidearmed that pass, and Whalehart was there to intercept that as McCollum takes it right wing, looking at the top of the key, dribbling, kicks it to Keaton Stone at the right wing, who shot fakes, jumps, passes to Quinlan, who kicks it back to McCollum on the right wing, and hits that three. McCollum's feeling it right now from that spot.
And you could tell the decision-making. Once he caught that pass, he knew what he was going to do with it.
As Platte County pushes quick, Maryville almost gets a turnover there, but Platte County gets it back. A missed three by Concurrence and a tip by Whalehart, who tries to get that. And they're going to call a foul there on Maryville as Whalehart tried to get that tip-in basket. He will be going to the free throw line. And Keaton Stone now has 3 fouls on this game, kind of their big, their starter. It's Whalehart. Hits his first free throw.
Well, and Stone's done a good job on Bradley, hanging in there. 5 minutes to go, has 3 fouls. He's going to stay on the floor right now, but Delton Davis, Lucas Beertolli, those are guys that have stepped in there and done a nice job defensively, too, of kind of taking Platte County out of the rhythm.
Yeah, exactly. As Whalehart hits a second free throw, those are his first 2 attempts tonight, and he is now 2-for-2, as Maryville now has a 67-63 lead here with 4:56 left in this game. Quinlan has the ball on the left wing, who's looking for some help, dribbles right into the paint, bounce pass to Keaton Stone, who's cutting opposite of him, and Keaton Stone hits a well-timed right-handed layup for Maryville as they take now a 69-63 lead here. And Platte County back across the court. Whalehart looking, surveying, passes to Bradley at the top of the key. Kind of seems to be where he has started for a lot of the night as he's directing this offense. Bradley dribbles right wing, passes across the court to Concurrence, who kicks it to Vigneri, who shoots kind of a contested deeper three off the back of the rim, and Maryville gets that rebound here with 4 minutes just about left in this game. McCollum having the ball, left wing, dribbling a little bit as Vigneri was kind of going for a steal there and got some body, and they're going to call a foul there on Vigneri.
And Vigneri not pleased about that one at all. That's his 4th. As Coach Hodge for Platte County, not bringing anybody else in, going to leave Vigneri out there.
And Vigneri has 9 points, so he kind of seems like a key contributor, so it's going to be important kind of to monitor that. As McCollum takes the cross half court, taking the Keaton Stone screen, dribbles right, Euro step, misses in the back of the rim, fighting for the rebound. Platte County does get away with that. Concurrence taking the ball across the court for Platte County at the top of the key, who passes to the right wing. Bradley, who passes to Peterson at the top of the key, back right to Whalehart. Shot fake, dribbles right. A little bit of a round-the-world layup there. Gets his arm slapped, and they're going to call a foul on. What, Matt, did you see who that was?
I think they got that one on Stone. Should be number 4 on Keaton.
Okay. Which, now, to, you know, somebody on both teams with 4 fouls, it's definitely something to monitor. As Whalehart hits his first free throw attempt. Now 3-for-3 on the night from the free throw line.
And it is Delton Davis called on to sub in for Keaton Stone. So we'll see how that goes. He hit a big shot there into the third quarter, but also defensively being called on to slow down Shandavian Bradley.
Yeah, and that's tough, right? You got to be physical with a player like Bradley, and sometimes you're going to get called for those fouls. As Steckline takes the ball for Maryville across the court, 69-65, Maryville leads with 3:30 left in this game. Drew Burns looking on the right wing, Some good defense here by Platte County as of late. Quinlan at the top of the key dribbles right, who tries to hit a driving Delton Davis, and that will be a turnover. Bradley going the other way for Platte County. Going quick, kicks it to Peterson in that right ring where he likes that three-point shot, who kicks it to Wellhart, who then kicks it to Vigneri on the left wing, who misses the three on the back of the wing. Platte County now in kind of a press, full-court press here with as we hit the three-minute mark in the fourth. Maryville holds a 69-65-point lead. McCollum passes right to Drew Burns, who's surveying, needing some help. Kicks it to Delton Davis, who dribbles right. Kicks it to an open McCollum on the right wing, who shoots a three and hits it another time. McCollum with with 21 points now, if my stats are correct here, and he's really feeling it in the second half. Bradley went quickly for Platte County, dribbled right wing, kind of got tied up by two defenders there in McCollum and Delton Davis. And Platte County will be taking the ball on the baseline, on that right side of the basket.
And one Maryville foul away from sending the Pirates to the free throw line the rest of the way.
And Bradley gets the inbound, boxed out Delton Davis, and gets that two-point shot. Didn't use the basket, didn't need to, and got that for Bradley.
That's a nice seal there for Bradley, taking that inbound pass and a quick layup.
As Steckline gets the ball right wing, takes the McCollum screen, left-handed layup for Steckline. A quick two by Maryville as they hold a 7-point lead with 2:15 left in this game. We're getting down to it, and Peterson takes a deep three off the front of the rim, and Maryville will get the board. McCollum kicks it to Andrew Burns, who's driving through the pressure, looking for some help on the right wing, and Steckline will call a timeout there as he was kind of in trouble. And in this situation, you really don't want a transition turnover there for Platte County.
No, 2:02 left to go, 7-point lead, head to the sideline, talk things over, and get things ready to go for this final stretch.
Hey, we'll be right back in just a second. 2:02 left in this game. It's coming down to the wire. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of 71 Highway and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
As Maryville passes it in, kind of heaves it back, backcourt from McCollum is farthest from the defense, and that's the safest option as we're under two here as Maryville holds a 7-point lead in this game. And we'll have a stoppage of play tipped off Platte County. It will be Maryville's ball, actually right where they started the half, throwing that kind of on that left side of the inbounds. As Keaton Stone gets it in the right wing, surveying, kind of getting double-teamed in the corner, kicks it to Andrew Burns, who kicks it to Quinlan at the top of the key. Steckline there, kind of at the free throw line in the center, looking, kicks it to McCollum behind him, who kicks it to Andrew Burns on the right wing, back to McCollum, back to Steckline on the left wing, looking for some help, driving right across the lane, takes a hard layup, as they're going to call a foul on the floor, I believe. And it'll stay with Maryville. As Steckline will take this ball kind of left of the basket on the baseline. And that appears to be Vigneri's fifth foul. And he will be done for the game. So a key starter for Platte County now out for this rest of this a minute 34. As Quinlan takes this inbounds, passes to Steckline on the right side. He dribbles left across the paint. Kind of hits a funky left-handed layup, but that will add 2 for Maryville as they lead 76-67 with 1:20 left in this game.
Really pulling away and keeping their foot on the accelerator here in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, they are as Platte County trying to get something going. Bradley to Wildheart, back across to Amos, who hits the three in the corner, kind of the three they needed as they came within 6 points here with 1:11 left.
And if my stats are right, that was his first points of the day, too. So that's a pretty clutch three there from Amos.
Yeah, it was. As Platte County now in a full-court man-to-man press, Maryville will have to beat that if they want to steal this. And they do, as Steckline dishes it to Andrew Burns. And a beautiful alley-oop to Keaton Stone coming right side. Burns from the left, lobbing over the basket. Maryville adds two. They're up 78-70 with 55 seconds left in this game as Bradley kind of makes something happen, getting double-teamed on that right side of the paint. Travels, a key mistake there, and Maryville will get the ball up eight with 53 seconds left.
Boy, that alley-oop on the other end, Burns to Stone, really exclamation point on this game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it did, and a Hail Mary pass from Steckline all the way down into the paint to Quinlan, who adds a two-pointer for Maryville, now up 10 with 45 seconds left. Tell you what, I bet they wrote that one out. That seems like a kind of designed play there as Quinlan caught that deep ball and hit the layup.
They knew. They've done that in practice a few times, and unfortunately for Platte County, kind of reached a point, too, to where an eight-point ball game inside a minute left might have been like, we're kind of giving up a bit on this one and let Derek running deep by him all by himself.
Yeah, especially with how fast Maryville's playing. I mean, it's just hard to control that clock and to control that game. As Whalehart there misses that layup one-on-one. It's Maryville's ball going the other way, kind of breaking a full-court press here. Steckline just driving through everybody, bobbing and weaving, shooting that left-handed layup on that left side, but it looks like they're going to call on the floor. He won't get a shot, but I believe he will be shooting one-on-one. So Steckline will get free throws anyway.
Well, it's funny, too, because it looked like Platte County was kind of getting back and letting things go, and Steckline's like, I'm still attacking. I'm trying to make sure this game is well in hand, a 10-point ball game. Now they're going to say it's not bonus just yet, okay. So Steckline goes to the free throw line to inbounding, but, yeah, Platte County barking a little bit at each other. They're not pleased with their performance in this fourth quarter.
As Steckline kicks it to Quinlan, who gets to the top of the key, logo, kind of running this clock out, passes Steckline left wing, dribbles in, kind of stumbles, but gets it before he gets called for that travel. McCollum at the top of the key, passes right to Derek Quinlan on that right kind of back corner of the half court and gets fouled there by Parker Amos, kind of maybe a plea to stop the clock, trying to get as much time as they can here.
But as we kind of talked about at the outset, Platte County team that's won 20-plus games 2 years in a row, made a district championship last year. They returned quite a bit of talent. This is a good basketball team. For Maryville to be up by 11 points with a free throw still to go with 26 seconds left, this is a team that looks like they're going to do some pretty good things throughout this season.
Yeah, exactly. It's Quinlan now shooting his second free throw. Oh, misses the second one, so he will go 1-for-2 on that. But Maryville holds an 81-70 lead with 22 seconds left. Platte County pushes quick as Bradley pump fakes, drives left, passes across the court to Whalehart, who misses that left wing three. But Amos will get that rebound and tip that in for two for Platte County here as they cut that deficit, to 9 points here with 12.7 seconds left. Matt, this is all but over, right? Is there any way that Platte County can get 9 points in 13 seconds?
No, there's not. 81-72, Maryville kind of putting the finishing touches on this one. Talk about the guard play for Maryville, how good it's been in previous years, but coming into this season, just the experience they have and how well they played so far. I just don't think there's any way Platte County is going to be able to find a way to get that many steals and that many missed free throws to pull this one out.
Yeah, the only place I've seen this is, March Madness highlights where teams make these big comebacks.
I feel like there was one with Tracy McGrady a long time ago, but there was like 40 seconds left when he started his comeback down by nine or something.
That's a good point. So maybe it really is impossible. As Maryville takes it under the basket on a full court press from Platte County, and as soon as McCollum gets that inbound pass, he will be fouled. A couple seconds run off. We got 10.4 in this game. McCollum will go to the free throw line. Matt, this is all but over.
This is. Now, all of a sudden, it's time for Maryville, right when this one ends, turn their focus, look getting ready for Kearney or Savannah. That'll be a good matchup. I feel like Kearney comes in as probably the favorite team to take that one. We'll see how it goes, but they're led by a former Northwest Bearcat, Dylan Starzl.
As McCollum misses that one-on-one free throw, Bradley gets down the court quick, dribbles middle baseline, and kind of shoots that contested layup as McCollum was trying his best to guard Bradley. Looks like he wanted a dunk there, but misses that. We'll go to the free throw line. We got 5.2 seconds left here. Maryville still holds an 81-72 lead as Bradley approaches the free throw line, hoping to get his 27th point on the night. And he misses the first, misses left, kind of off the rim, hits the backboard there as he will be attempting his second free throw here with 5.2 seconds left in this game.
For as much as you just want the clock to run out, I respect McCollum for not allowing a dunk regardless of how much time's left and how much you're up by, too.
Oh, exactly. You can't allow that to happen if you're the opposing team. As Bradley hits that second free throw, 81-73, Maryville passes into Steckline, who is fouled on that right side, kind of baseline sideline area. And we have 2.9 seconds here as Steckline will be going to the free throw line, kind of smiles at McCollum as they high-five, knowing that this game is wrapped up for him.
Shandavian Bradley walks over to Steckline at the free throw line, pats him on the right shoulder. They both share a smile again, knowing this one's well in hand.
As Steckline hits his first free throw, attempting the second, will hit that as well. So Maryville now 83-73 lead, 10 points as the clocks hit zero. And Maryville wins this one 83-73 in the first round of the 94th Annual Savannah Invitational Basketball Tournament. Good way to open the season. We're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll be back for some highlights, right, some thoughts on Maryville and kind of maybe what this future, what this season could look like for the Spoofhounds. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spoofhound Basketball.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/PittsBodyShop. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, you can visit millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information at twaddlerealty.com. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
And welcome back to Savannah High School as the Spoofhounds start the season with a strong performance against Platte County, winning 83-73. And, you know, Matt, we were just kind of talking, like, after that first quarter, after that second quarter, we were a little worried. Platte County had 7-8 point lead, knowing coming off, they came in off a 22 win season back to back, actually. And you know, we're kind of worried as Bradley led the team with you know, over 20 points, but Maryville responded. They really did, and they played a really solid second half, and they limited turnovers. They kind of started to hit those 3 point shots that they were shooting. Kind of, what were things you saw in the second half that allowed Maryville to take that lead and to hold that lead?
The intensity, the defensive pressure just never backed off there, especially going against some good athletes on the other side for Platte County. Never really backed down or shied away from anything they had going on there. But at the same time, it's just a resilient effort, too, from Maryville. You know, second quarter down 29-20, went on an 8-0 run, immediately got back within one. I think they're down by about 8 there in that third quarter, early third quarter, before they kind of started to pull things back out and took a 6-point lead into the fourth quarter. So it's just a tough, resilient team. As they kind of go throughout, and it's going to be fun to watch this group continue to grow because they faced adversity in game one and battled through and won by 10. So how are they going to look once we do get, I mean, March rolls around and you're playing district basketball against some really good teams? I feel like this is going to be a fun team to watch because they are battle-tested, and you're seeing them come through with big games like this in these situations.
Yeah, and I think the big thing that sticks out for me is Maryville's guard play seems just really, really good, right? You have guys that can handle the ball. You have guys that can shoot around the perimeter. But these guards from Maryville are also just really physical. They don't mind getting the paint. Steckline doesn't mind driving and taking a shot. Doesn't mind diving on a loose ball. So it's just really cool to see, like, man, not only can these guys be quick and agile and shoot the pretty shot, but they can also get dirty and they can get physical in the paint. And, man, if you have that in your guard play consistently, that'll really help you, especially like in high school basketball when you have a couple consistent guys that can do a little bit of both for you. That's just something that's really nice to have.
Yeah, it is. You know, you think about the guys in the starting lineup of Kate Steckline, Derek Quinlan, Drew Burns, Peyton McCollum, but then even coming off the bench at that guard position, we saw some really good minutes out of Delton Davis, too. So this is a group guard-wise that goes deep. And you know, Lucas Viertaler is also listed as guard. He stepped in, knocked down some big threes, and showed that he can play in the post, too. So it's a group that's pretty deep overall.
Yeah, it is. And we got to show some love to Keaton Stone, right? We're not just talking about guards. Keaton Stone a little quiet maybe in the first half, but really came huge in the second, guarding Bradley, kind of preventing him from scoring 15 to 20 more points. And, you know, with a couple of fun alley-oop layups, an alley-oop dunk, kind of get some energy for the team. That's huge, right? Man, when you can dunk, that just provides some energy and it makes it fun for the team. And, yeah, Maryville looked really good today. And, man, what does this mean going forward, right? We know Platte County won 22 games last year. It is a new season, but, man, what are the expectations for a team that, man, has won the district championship in 2010 and 13, then they won it 16 through 19. So this team has tasted success. Man, what are they going to look like?
I don't know. We'll see. A lot of games left to go in this season, but you like the way it's starting. It's all about coming out, playing hard, hustling. Being healthy throughout the season is a big part of it, too. But, again, they've got some guys that have been around that are seniors. They've got some sophomores and juniors that got significant time last year, too. So I think this is a great first game for Matt Steckline and his crew, and looking forward to see where it goes from here.
Yeah, so Maryville wins 83-73 against Platte County. They will move on in the winner's bracket. They are going to be playing Thursday at 5:30 p.m., and they'll be playing the winner of this next game between Kearney and Savannah. Winner, like I said, Maryville will play. Loser will play Platte County Tuesday at 4 p.m., and Maryville moves on in the winner's bracket in the 94th annual Savannah Invitational Basketball. Matt, it's been fun. First game of the year. Energy was up in this gym, you could tell. So it'd be fun to continue this for the rest of the season.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We're going to be having a lot of these games coming up for folks here on the Bearcat Public Media app, also online at kxcv.org. So be sure to check those out throughout the year, especially home games, also some select road and tournament games, such as this one here in the Savannah Invitational. So should be a lot of fun throughout.
It will be. Hey, this is KXCV Radio. You've been listening to Spoofhound Basketball. Much more to come in the next coming months. Talk to y'all later.